Today, the heat certainly is on for Arlene Foster and Stormont over the renewable heat scheme in Northern Ireland. You, the taxpayers, are paying to heat businesses up and down the country. It gets better. Not only are you paying for the fuel, you're paying those firms a profit just for heating their factories, farms and offices. The controversial Renewable Heat Incentive Scheme was introduced when our First Minister was Economy Minister. Lo Arlene Foster says she wasn't across all the details. But boy, does that detail matter. Because the scheme is designed in such a way that the more you burn, the more you earn. Over the last few programmes, you've been telling us how you feel about a scandal that is expected to cost Northern Ireland around £400 million over the next 20 years.
That's an absolute scandal. Shame on them. Shame on them up on that hill.
The pensioners, the hospitals, our roads, crying out for money. And this is the biggest thing to hit Northern Ireland.
Whenever you hear that there, it is absolutely scandalous.
Today, on The Nolan Show, a new revelation about the scheme. Wait for this. Are you ready? You are paying to heat Ferraris and their well-off customers at a multi-million pound showroom. Arlene Foster and her department at the time committed your money so that the Ferrari showroom in Belfast will get free heat for the next 20 years. It's all in the name of encouraging businesses to be more environmentally friendly. But did you ever think you would be keeping Ferraris toasty warm while there are some people struggling to heat their homes?
I just was wondering if we could have got a pipe connected to the house from one of those sheds to blow a bit of hot air in.
So, who should take responsibility for one of the biggest financial scandals ever in Northern Ireland? Well, now, remember, there's no suggestion Charles Hirst has broken any rules. They have not. We're asking questions about Arlene Foster's system. Charles Hirst embraced the legislation that was put in front of them. But what do you make of this today? 0-30-30-80-55-55. Arlene Foster's system designed a process which allowed the likes of the multi-millionaire frequented showroom in Belfast to have their heat paid over a 20-year period by you, the taxpayer. What we wanted to do was be as fair as possible this morning to Charles Hirst. So we've got one of our Nolan Show production team to voice up the words reflecting Charles Hirst's position in this. I started by asking them if they thought it was ethical for the Northern Ireland taxpayer to be paying for a Ferrari showroom's heat and cooling system over 20 years.
Somebody in the government got their calculations wrong. It wasn't somebody in Charles Hirst got their calculations wrong. It was somebody in the government got their calculations wrong and said, it'll be very cost effective for you to heat your buildings in this because we have worked out that this is worthy of a government grant. We want to encourage people to come and heat their businesses this way.
You knew it was. You knew it would be free heating for 20 years, correct?
Well, no, it wasn't free heating as far as we're concerned. It was based on a government grant that said to us, we want to encourage biomass. We want to encourage this method of heating. There's nobody that wouldn't take that. Nobody said that it was an unethical grant. I think there's certainly a question mark over it, and so I personally don't know.
You do know what your projected heating costs, your net projected heating costs are over the next 20 years. You do know.
I don't actually think there's anything wrong, you know? And it's not just the Ferrari showroom. There's other parts of the business that we've put biomass into because that was the recommended way of doing it, on the back of government grants. We're not heating empty sheds to try and boost our rebate or anything else. We're simply using it because we were advised that this was the best way of doing it. We were advised. We're in the business of selling cars and selling parts.
And I guess the Northern Ireland taxpayer isn't in the business of funding your heating cost totally over the next 20 years.
But that wasn't our decision.
It was your decision.
That we didn't base it on that basis. We didn't base the decision on the basis.
John and Ballyclare, morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
Stephen, I asked this question on Friday and I've been thinking about it all weekend and I'm asking it again today to the DUP, if they're listening, to pass this on to Arlene Foster. Why not stop this system as from today, the 12th of December, stop it, and then we'll deal with the repercussions after it, rather than have to pay $400 million for the next 20 years. And just one more thing there. You said that this biomass was eco-friendly, environmentally friendly.
Yes.
How could it be when it's chopping down trees? How's that environmentally friendly, chopping down trees to make wood pellets?
It's reducing the carbon footprint, John. Thank you. David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, let me be honest. You can blame every company in Northern Ireland. You can blame every...
We're not blaming anybody.
But at the end of the day, let me be honest with you. I've worked for multinational companies, and at the end of the day, Mrs. Foster needs to pack her bags, and she needs to go. This is a shambles. She can sit in Christmas and think of the old pensioners who are sitting freezing, and she is fully responsible for her actions. She's got to be sacked. She's got to go.
We're going to head up to the Charles House Ferrari showroom in Belfast now. Our reporter Nicola Weir is there. Maybe you can... I hope you're warm, Nicola.
Not so warm outside, Stephen, but yes, I'm standing outside. What in their publicity they say is Ireland's only Maserati and Ferrari dealership. That's Charles Hurst on the Boucher Road in Belfast. And these makes really are the ultimate in luxury cars, Stephen. The Maserati with an average price of around 150,000, and you won't get much change out of 200,000 for a Ferrari. Now, I'm talking the last word in leather, the ultimate in sleek design, speed and comfort. In fact, it's only the super rich or those who have won the lottery who will ever step foot in these showrooms to purchase one of these vehicles. Now, I'm within spitting distance of it, and I can say that there are a lot of cars outside which are the second-hand ones, and just after looking at them, the beautiful colours, the distinctive horse in the front, even a second-hand one here at 2015 one second-hand is going at about 90,000. Well, as you said, Stephen, it's you, it's people here that are listening that are heating this place, and those who are buying these cars are being ushered around in heat and comfort, and it's you who are making sure the cars are kept in a beautiful temperature to keep them in tip-top nip for the super rich to buy. Now, a biomass plant was installed here in 2013, and it was the first biomass heating and cooling system to be installed in the UK. And at the time, in a press release, Charles Hurst said it was an investment by them of over 300,000, and they said it was their commitment to reducing their carbon footprint. But they also said in this press release that this biomass plant would provide them with 20 years free fuel under the government's renewable heating incentive. So while there are many who have called us over the last few days telling us they can't afford to heat their home, up here on the Boucher Road, these luxury cars and their prospective owners won't have to feel the nip of any of the cold. Now, as you said, Charles Hurst has done absolutely nothing wrong. It's thanks to them taking advantage of the government's renewable heating incentive, Stephen.
Nicola, thank you very much indeed. And that is the dilemma for us to discuss on the radio today. And Charles Hurst, just one of many legitimate, viable businesses in Northern Ireland. They're creating employment. They're paying tax. So what would you have done if you were in their situation? Would you have taken the 20 years of free heat, having made the investment, you are reducing the carbon footprint, you are embracing a government scheme, or would you have sat back and thought to yourself, does this look right?
24 hours a day. But the real focus, I think, needs to be on how this scheme was set up, how it was able to be maintained for so long, and why I think there was a spike over a period of 3 months, and who kind of advertised and advocated for the scheme. And what, that's why we've been saying all week that what we need now is more light shone on, in dark corners, and that's why we need the First Minister to come in front of the Public Accounts Committee and any of our special advisers, and some of them have been in the paper over the weekend, and anybody who had any role to play in this. And, you know, senior civil servants have already come in front of the Public Accounts Committee. We need now to put aside the convention that ministers don't do that. And Arlene Foster, I think, as a matter of urgency, really needs to come in front of the Public Accounts Committee, because all we have now are questions and we have very, very few answers.
Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I just find it surprising that Charlie Hirst could announce when they started, when they commissioned their boilers, that there was going to be free heating. And did nobody think, what's going on here? We are providing free heat to a commercial firm. I do wonder, was the mistake that they thought that the money was going to come from the Treasury and it wasn't going to cost us anything? And was that the thing? It was just simply the DUP thinking, never worry, it's not cost us anything, boys. It's coming from England, burn away.
Alex, thank you. Tony in Lagmore. Morning, Tony.
Hiya, Stephen. A couple of questions. The first one is, why are they taking the money? Why are they taking the extra money that they know that they're getting it off of the board of their normal running costs? Plus, did they get money for putting the heating system in?
That was their investment. And this is the point. So they invest they don't have to. They invest in all of the equipment. And this was what this renewable heating scheme was for, to incentivize business to invest in equipment, to reduce our carbon footprint, to try to get us to improve our environment.
Yeah, but they
and the kickback that they then get is they get a subsidy on their fuel payments. But the point is, and this isn't Charles Hirst's fault, is it? Arlene Foster's scheme gave them 20 years of free fuel. In England, the price dropped, the amount of payment they get dropped into a two-tier pricing system. In Northern Ireland, Arlene's scheme, it just continued on the big payments for 20 years.
Stephen, if I was overpaid by the income support, I'm in my 60s, if I was overpaid by income support through their fault, I would still have to pay it back. They wouldn't let me away, but they would still claim it back and say, oh, no, we made a mistake.
But this is not an overpayment. The scheme was set up in Northern Ireland. This is what I'm trying to say to you. The scheme was set up in Northern Ireland so that these payments would be made like they are for the next 20 years. Here's the number today, 03030 80 55 55.
She is wrong. She's right to say a minister should be engaged in policy, not in fine detail. But that's what the special advisor is there for. But in any case, this is policy, Stephen. First of all, when Arlene Foster took over at Enterprise Trade and Investment, renewable heat was not a devolved issue. It was with DEC, the Department of Energy and Climate Change. She asked them to agree to it being devolved. She wrote to Alban McGuinness, chair of her scrutiny committee, asked him if his committee would support it being devolved. So there's policy decision number one. Then the department decided we will not cut and paste the successful GB model. Policy decision number two. And policy decision number three, they adopted what we now know was the fatally flawed renewable heat incentive. So it's all policy. Either her fingers are all over it, or she was asleep at the wheel.
Your income then at that point. But in England, they started to apply the brakes.
Why didn't our government?
Why didn't they? That's something for the DETNI and their energy department up there.
Well, our now First Minister, Arlene Foster, ultimately, it was her that set this scheme up. It was her department. She was in charge of the department that set this scheme up.
Yeah, amongst very many other facets. She was also in charge of the energy scheme or the energy project to send the gas pipeline to the west. that was also going on at the same time. So you have a an energy department, a Department of Trade and Enterprise that are actually funding two different schemes: one fossil fuel energy and one renewable energy. Obviously, the renewable energy would seem to have fallen by the wayside, that nobody decided to monitor what they were doing.
What does that say to you about Arlene Foster and her department and her officials?
Well, did this mistake happen during Arlene Foster's tenure? I don't know. It certainly happened, or certainly the brakes were applied in a major way under Jonathan Bell. But I would have to say to you that, again, the way the brakes were applied, it put an awful lot of employees that were in Northern Ireland business out of employment.
Well, Jonathan Bell, as the minister who was in charge when the spike happened, has major questions to answer. And this programme will be asking him to answer them. Let me just ask you one other question about Ferrari's showroom before I move on. There are different types of boilers, Brian. And boilers under 100 kilowatt get the maximum payment, as opposed to boilers over 99 kilowatts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The price drops. And so what some companies have been doing, let's say they needed 300 kilowatt of power, rather than putting a 300 kilowatt boiler in, they've put 399 kilowatt boilers in to max out the payment from government.
Yes.
What kilowatt of boilers does Charles Hirst have in their showroom?
99 kilowatts.
How many?
Three boilers at 33 kilowatts each.
Platform, we've cleared the decks again. Hundreds and hundreds of your calls coming in on the biggest financial disaster to have hit Northern Ireland over recent times, and well beyond that too. £400 million of your money over 20 years. The government having to take money from other departments to pay for this. Warnings to government departments that there was something wrong on the ground. Whistleblowers contacting government departments saying, you must look at this. You must stop this. There is something deeply wrong. And yet the scheme continued. 0330 80 55 55. This month, there will be taxpayers, families, children in Northern Ireland who will be freezing cold. They will not be allowed to turn their heat on because they don't have the money. They can't turn their heat on, is a better way of me putting it. And meanwhile, some businesses in Northern Ireland, the Public Accounts Committee heard of a case where there's someone putting heaters into a big empty barn. And the more heat they burn, the more money the government sends to them. The checks and balances that were in the GB scheme across the water, where the amount that we paid some of these people dramatically dropped after a certain period of time. Not in Northern Ireland.
The DUP will be meeting today to see how they can duck and dive to get Arlene staying in her job. And that's all it's about. They are blasé ministers. And people in government and local government are blasé when it comes to taxpayers' money, because it's not their own.
What do you say to her today?
I would say, if she done the decent thing, she has to come and explain herself and then resign. Because, as you say, this is the biggest issue ever in Northern Ireland's history.
It's an absolute disgrace. They can hand welfare rights over to the British government. They administer to the people. And then they can waste £400 million, burn it up in smoke. It's terrible. It shows you what type of system we have, Stephen. It shows you how farcical that joke at the House on the Hill is. Absolutely farcical.
You're angry.
I am indeed angry. £400 million and their food banks. Oh, there's more food banks going up every week, and we're on the mouth of Christmas, and people, you had a girl on your programme last week that took the bed because you couldn't hear her home.
Correct.
Of course I'm angry.
We have hundreds of calls coming in on this.
I just want to say it's immoral, and I totally agree with this guy here that was speaking here from Derry. It should be both parties accountable for the £400 million alone spent on nothing.